disappointed program, and the number is toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can also reach us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so if you'd prefer to sound a whole lot better than you would on the phone, please go ahead and use Skype. It sounds great, and feel free. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Julia.
All right, so 855-453 is, again, the toll-free number here. Julia, you just got back a few days ago from this huge rave party in Spain.
It was so good.
You were gone for, what,
10 days? Yep.
So it was great, like the best thing ever?
It was the best thing ever, pretty much.
Until next year.
Yeah, I mean, well, I went to England, too, so I've never been to Europe.
You didn't like England.
England is expensive and not that, you know, it's gloomy.
Were
in
you
England.
In London?
Yeah, we were in London. And, you know, we walked around all day. We walked miles and we did touristy things. We got pictures in the, like, red telephone booths and we went to the Tower Bridge and I got a picture of Big Ben, you know, and did that kind of stuff. And then we went to a pub. And they had my favorite beer ever on tap, but it wasn't as good as it was in America because it wasn't cold. They drink, like, lukewarm beer over there.
What about, you said that at the Burger King they had beer?
Oh, yes. At the Burger King in Spain, they serve beer with, like, the combo meals. Like, that's an option. So beer, water, whatever, soda.
Which is pretty amazing. But then, well, we picked you up from the airport, so I already know about this. But so you're talking about how they don't have Wi-Fi, which I think is, like,
They have Wi-Fi.
It exists,
but it's not, like, public. So if you were in New York City or Boston or any of big city in America, you could very easily locate free Wi-Fi.
Right? Sure.
And it was not like that in England or Spain. I don't know, but it was really frustrating. The airport in Barcelona did not have Wi-Fi. What? Barcelona's a big city.
Yeah.
So it was really weird. I felt, like, super disconnected. If I went again, I would definitely get some. My phone doesn't have the option to have international. It just doesn't internationally roam.
Sure.
So I would want to have some sort of option like that in the future, because I wanted to switch flights, and it was like you had to find somebody who had a phone that you could actually use, and I felt very disconnected, and it was weird. There was two spots, basically, in this little city where we could get Wi-Fi. And every morning I would go down to this spot, you know what I mean, and use the Wi-Fi.
So your hotel didn't have it?
No. They had Wi-Fi, but it's all locked, you know. And our,
you can't get
we
it.
Didn't
it's
stay
not
in a hotel.
The...
We stayed in an apartment.
Right.
So,
okay. Still not part of the deal, though, huh?
Not part of the deal. No.
Wow,
and
that's
also
surprising. I mean, why would Europe be so disconnected? You'd think there's a lot of internet over there. Maybe
there's
it's just
internet,
because you're a tourist.
But it's all locked.
So, like, you can't get a code as a customer?
No,
or
you can't get a code unless you're staying in, like, that hotel.
Yeah.
So, I went to Burger King a lot, which, if I ever eat fast food again, disgusting. Because that's, like, all there was to eat in this city was fast food and pizza.
Is there fast food grosser than the fast food here, or is it the same?
It was the same. I will say that it's fresh. It takes forever, but, like, when you order French fries, they make French fries for you. And they don't serve breakfast in the morning. We went one morning at, like, 7 a.m. after being up, and they had the normal menu. We went to McDonald's,
okay.
And they had the normal menu, chicken nuggets and stuff. They didn't serve breakfast.
Can't you go, like, to some place that's Spain-based to eat?
No. Well, you could, but,
I mean, if I were going to go to Spain, I don't think I would be spending time at Burger King.
You would if it was the only Wi-Fi you could access.
Probably.
So, there were other places, but the thing is, this is not normal Spain. So, where we were was Lloret de Mar, which is
the beach.
It's a beach party town, and that is it. There's a very large number of clubs there, and everybody was just there partying all week. Every night, it was like 6 in the morning, and there's people everywhere on the streets. Like, it's just a party town.
How do partying people in Spain compare to America?
I don't know, because it didn't seem like most of them were Spanish.
A lot of just Europeans coming
from
everywhere.
Europeans, yeah. It wasn't. I don't know how many people live there that are actually locals.
Did they seem more or less responsible, or just about the same?
Dude, it was really irresponsible week. Not for
really.
Me. I was more responsible, I think, than I've ever been. I mean, I was in another country,
yeah.
And I wanted to be safe and get home safe. So I didn't do any drugs. Nope, I did not. I spent the entire week
not even
sober.
Alcohol?
I drank. There was free Red Bull vodkas on the yacht parties during the day and the water park party. So I drank quite. I lived off Red Bull vodka, basically.
See, like, who knows if how the Europeans there would normally act.
I don't know.
If there wasn't free booze.
I don't know if you could compare where we were, like, to anything in Europe. Like, I don't think if you went to Barcelona, you would have the same experience at all. I mean, this was, like, we got there, this thing's going on for a week. It was 7 days. I actually went to 12 raves in 7 days and danced at every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like my entire existence was just to party. So, you know, it would be go to the club at night, go to bed at 4 or 5 a.m., which actually worked out well because the time difference is 6 hours. So I was getting up every day at, like, what would be 8 a.m. So yeah, my time was perfect. But we would, you know, we'd come back like 4 or 5 and go to bed and then wake up and go to the yacht party or the foam party or the water park party and then come back and maybe take an hour nap and get up and go to the next party.
I think the situation with the, like, places where you, like, go, it's like the official place you go to buy drugs and the cops yes. are outside and checking the wristbands to make sure you're with the party and they're allowing you to go in there and it's like where you go and it's all out in the open. In this yeah. little, what is it, like a pub or something?
Yeah, so that story, that was a very interesting experience. So when we got there on the very first night, the guy with the microphone on stage said, you know, hey, remember, you're in a different country. Be careful. If you want to buy drugs, don't buy them from people on the street because there was a lot of people selling drugs in the street. Like you would walk down the street and people would be like, you want pills? You want coke? You want whatever it is, you know? And they were like, go to this bar. And when we went to this bar, I didn't get anything, but I was with people that were getting stuff all week. And there was police officers, Spanish police officers with handcuffs and guns and everything, standing outside of the bar. And they would ask to see your wristband, your HTID, which was the name of the event I was at, wristband. And if you were part of this event, you could go in and buy drugs. And they were basically running protection for this bar.
So it was like an open-air drug market
yeah.
in there?
And you would go in, and people would, like, 10 people came up to you and were like, do you need pills? Do you need K? Do you wow. need coke? I mean, it was unbelievable. And yeah, they have cigarettes and vending
imagine.
Machines, too.
That is hard to imagine.
It was bizarre. Apparently, after HTID, there's a...
And were the drugs, like, the people that you knew, were they getting good drugs
yeah.
from this bar?
Mostly, yeah. I mean, I didn't... I tested one batch that I thought was fishy, and it didn't test well. Like, for them. And they ate it anyway and said it was fine. But I didn't... I don't know. There's a chance...
So you didn't have any issue bringing a test kit?
I brought it in a contacts case.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put the marquee in a contacts case and put it in my suitcase.
What is in a test kit that... Oh, because you have to use chemicals to test
them.
Yeah,
it's chemicals.
Okay.
So it's liquid. So I just put it in a contacts case and brought it. So there's a chance. I only tested one batch. It wasn't for me, so I didn't really care. And there's a chance that it could have gotten messed up in travel, like heat can alter it, so perhaps that's why it didn't test well. I don't know.
Any idea how many people were attending this week-long party?
Probably 3,000.
Like, would you say that there are people coming in, coming and going throughout the week?
Absolutely. We met a lot of people that were coming and going.
Were you seeing the same people?
Oh, yeah, and it was interesting because, like, it was so exhausting, and, like, it was... You know, it's hard to go dancing every day, multiple times a day. Like, by the fourth day, you're exhausted. And especially, not for me, but when you throw drinking and drugs into the mix, you know what I mean? It was like, people were just a wreck. And so, as the week goes on, like, you just get real chummy with people. You know, it's a bonding experience because it was like, we made it. We survived, you know, at the end. That's how I felt.
All right, so there you go, Julia in Spain, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, speaking of drugs, I've got a related story here about the competitor to the Silk Road. We've discussed the Silk Road before on this program, and for those that don't know, the Silk Road is kind of the biggest advancement that the black market has ever seen, I think, ever, like in the history of the black market. The Silk Road is basically an anonymized website. You can only access it through Tor, which is the Onion router. It's an anonymizer program. You can access the Silk Road through this anonymizer, and then you have a plethora of choices as far as a lot of illegal drugs, like fake identification, a variety of different interesting things that you can't just go down to Walmart or CVS and pick up. So I want to talk about the competitor to the Silk Road and their open advertising campaign that they're engaging in right now. Have you seen this thing yet,
no.
Julia? All right, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, and bring up what you want.
Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals for harm in the making of this advertisement.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-453. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Cam is an option. You can go and watch and listen to the show at the same time by going to cam.freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got the chat room built right into the Cam page to make it easy for you to connect with other Free Talk Live listeners. So please go to cam.freetalklive.com. Allie and Julia joining me here tonight, the Ladies Night edition of Free Talk Live. And there's a video that has been released online. It's racked up several thousand views, maybe several dozen thousand views. And it's about the competitor to the Silk Road. Now, Julia, you're familiar with the Silk Road. You know, you've done some research into this, and I have as well.
Fascinating.
I don't know, Allie, how familiar you are with it.
Yeah, I mean, I just really, it's just like a matter of checking out stories and hearing from people about their experiences.
Same here.
Yeah, so.
But it's interesting. I mean, it's a fascinating concept.
I just like the idea of there being like, I don't know, I just, it's one example of how the internet has overcome the, you know, oppression of the state, that people just work their way around it.
It's a great example of it. I mean, essentially, you've got a network of individuals globally who have come together on one website for the purpose of selling and purchasing, for the most part, illegal drugs, but also other things as well, like I said before, identification,
well,
for instance.
Well, do they have weapons in this whole thing?
No, they don't. They tried that for a little while on a separate site, but it just didn't work out. There weren't as many people that were interested, I guess, in doing that. It's a lot harder to ship guns than it is drugs, for instance. And so sort of the irony is with the Silk Road is that, it's a great way to work around the state. They're actually using the state apparatus, as far as the postal service is concerned, to transport the drugs. So in this situation,
so they use the
state as the transporter for the drugs.
Why would that be?
Why do they use the postal service?
Right. Because the reason they use the postal service is because you need to get a warrant to search a U.S. Postal Service package.
As opposed to FedEx.
So UPS and FedEx can go into any package they want if they feel like it.
Right, and if the cops show up at UPS and they say, well, we want to look inside that package, they're not going to tell them no.
Right.
I'm sure that, I don't know, these private companies, they want their customers to feel like they're not having their privacy violated. I'm sure that they don't. They probably just can't guarantee that they won't go through their things, because if the if they do get a court order or something like that, they're going to have to turn it over.
They'll do it without a court order, I bet. I bet they'll just do it if the cops come in and just ask nicely.
Here's the reality. With the U.S. Postal Service, because it's basically a government organization, that's why you need the warrant, because it kind of falls under that whole Constitution thing, right? With the U.S. Postal Service, it has to do with, there's like certain indicators that would show that a package might have drugs in it. So for example, if a package is taped up so much to the point where there's no holes in it,
mm-hmm.
that would indicate trying to cover up smell. If it smells, that would be another indicator. So there's many of them, and it has to have several of these in order to get a warrant, in which case they would open it. And if it was a personal amount, they would just take it, throw it away, or probably steal it or do whatever they do with it. And they would likely send you what's called a love letter, which is where they let you know that they found illegal narcotics. And at that point, you probably should not be on the Silk Road anymore, because you're likely on some sort of a list. But with UPS and FedEx, I imagine that they open packages if they smell, you know, if it smells like marijuana, which really would be only marijuana.
Why do you think they would do that?
Well, I think that you're talking about individuals, right? And I think most people think that the drug war is right, or a lot of people think that the drug war is right, or they have that kind of, well, it's illegal, so you shouldn't do it attitude. So
you think that it's like, you know, FedEx workers just acting on their own.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Volition. They're just like, I'm suspicious of this package, and I don't like drugs, so I'm going to open it, even though it's not my job.
Is
it in their job to open the package? That just seems weird to me.
I'm sure that's the case. I'm sure they also have cops come in. I'm sure that's happened, too. But I have no doubt that people get on some sort of a high and mighty, you know, horse and say, well, this package smells like marijuana. I'm going to get these guys.
I work at a head shop, and there's a lot of people who come in who smell like weed. But I don't think, even if I was someone who thought that, you know, you shouldn't have drugs on you, I wouldn't have, like, permission from my boss just to go and be like, hey, well, I'm going to have to call the cops because I think that you're carrying some drugs on you. Like, that just wouldn't be, I don't see a situation where that would make
any sense. Well, you're not an unscrupulous individual, obviously, because if I know somebody who went to another state at one point to ship back, to acquire and ship to the other place where that person lived, some marijuana. And it was particularly pungent marijuana, and the suggestion was that it just got caught by somebody along the chain because it never got entered into the FedEx tracking system.
See, I would buy that people working there would maybe be comfortable opening the package because they're confident there's drugs in there and they want the drugs and they just steal them.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They're just stealing
drugs. I'm sure all of these things happen.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends who is in charge that day.
So there's a story over at TheVerge.com about this video, which is about a minute long, and I can play the video, but I'll have to narrate it because it doesn't have a narrator. It's one of those videos where the words kind of flash up on the screen, and they do fancy things, and they move, kind of the camera moves and pans around, and the words whip around. I don't know what I know there's like a term for that in movie making, but I don't know what it is, so if you can clue me in, feel free at 855-450-FREE, but it's about Atlantis, which is the new competitor to the Silk Road, and they are marketing themselves, which is a very different approach from the Silk Road, which was kind of not really interested at all in promoting itself. It promoted by word of mouth, but Atlantis has put a very flashy-looking YouTube video up and is openly inviting people to come try out their site. In the world of illicit virtual marketplaces, there's one clear leader, Silk Road, which has been in business since February of 2011. However, a few competitors have recently sprung up. The most visible is Atlantis, which has completely discarded the paranoia and caution that usually accompanies the online drug dealing industry. Today, the site announced it is planning a big social media campaign, which kicked off with a video ad done in the style of a cutesy Silicon Valley startup. The video opens with a cheery tune and a cartoon man in stunner shades and a tie. "Meet Charlie," reads the narration. "He's a stoner, and recently his job made him move cities, and he can't find any dank buds." The movie ends with Charlie getting high as a kite after using Atlantis, which the video is sure to note offers no fees for purchases and next-day delivery. Atlantis has also been pitching journalists and offering discounts to top Silk Road sellers. So these people have come into the marketplace just over the last few months, because I did hear about this a few months ago. They've come into the marketplace, and they're attempting to move in on the Silk Road's territory. They're offering next-day delivery. I don't know how common that is on the Silk Road amongst the sellers there, but that's certainly a level of service that I don't believe is particularly common on the Silk Road.
Most sellers, from what I've heard, have, like, an option. So, you know, if you want special shipping, message us, you know.
So there's that, and then let's see. It points out here, isn't it a bit indiscreet for Atlantis to advertise its illegal service so brazenly and flout YouTube's user guidelines in the process?
That's what I was thinking, that it seems like they're taking risk by doing this. But
well, I don't think they're really taking that much risk. I mean, they could have connected to YouTube through Tor and uploaded the video through Tor, so no one would have known where the video's origination point was.
Okay. I guess I just don't know how Tor works.
The only risk that would be involved would be that the video would get taken down at some point, which, that's no big deal. It's already had thousands of views.
I mean, everyone wants to see the video that's been taken down, right?
Sure, absolutely. We'll come back with more at 855-450-FREE about this competitor to the Silk Road coming up.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. Nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The competitor to the Silk Road has stepped up their game, it looks like, with an open advertising campaign. Will that result in them being taken down faster? Will it result in, or are these people scammers? Because this is a new group. They've been around for a short period of time, and the Silk Road's been around for years now. So this Atlantis is the name of the competitor. We'll tell you more about what's happening in moments at 855-450-FREE. You can also connect with us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Julia.
Freedom Fest is coming up, by the way. It's the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year, and it's happening in Vegas. The location has changed. It is now going to be at the Planet Hollywood on the Strip, July 10th through the 13th, big names like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and more. It is just an incredible event from what I understand. Mark has been before, and he's going back this year to represent Free Talk Live. You can get your tickets and hotel rooms now. You won't want to miss Freedom Fest. Go to freedomfest.com and get registered. That's freedomfest.com. There's a video that has been posted to YouTube, and it's still there, even though some are saying this is a clear violation of YouTube's user guidelines. And if you look at these corporate rules, typically whatever its corporate rules said for YouTube or whatever company is online that allows you to post content, there's usually some sort of rule in there that says you can't post content that would violate local laws or federal laws, or that would encourage people to violate laws. And so it's interesting that this video has not yet been taken down. And it's basically a one-minute-long commercial for Atlantis. I'll go ahead and read you the text of the actual video. It's as follows. Meet Charlie, and here's the music. He's a stoner, and recently his job made him move cities, and he can't find any dank buds. He didn't think he'd ever find weed again until he found Atlantis, the virtual black market. It's the world's best anonymous online drug marketplace. Now, I don't know if that's true. That's their claim. It's certainly the newer, one of the newer ones, but I don't know if you can claim you're better than the Silk Road.
No, the Silk Road has been around for a while. They've worked out a lot of the kinks, you know, and
yeah.
I would not feel comfortable going on a site like Atlantis if I were to do this until it had been around for much longer.
Well,
and proved to me that it was worth it, that it was better than the Silk Road.
Well, they just say best. They don't say most used or anything. Best is completely subjective.
Absolutely. And you know what else I noticed? So I actually looked at the site Atlantis just because I wanted to see it. You know what I mean? I think this does really interesting.
Recently you did?
A few months ago when this news came out. And they took the same interface from the Silk Road.
Yeah, they basically aped the Silk Road.
I think that's smart. I think it's smart to just copy others if they have something
that works
exactly. And it seems like, you know, copying the Silk Road and being like, well, they don't advertise. Why don't we just do something that's exactly like the Silk Road, but we actually advertise? Makes sense.
Plus, as I understand it, they also take Litecoin at the Atlantis, and I don't think Litecoin is accepted at Silk Road. So they are trying to differentiate themselves in some way from the market leader.
Sounds like they're trying to build upon what the Silk Road has already started.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and they're also trying to headhunt the sellers over to their marketplace as well.
It seems like that would be difficult because, I mean, maybe you
they're
would
offering
keep,
better rates, I guess.
You would keep both, maybe, but these... sellers who have been around for a while definitely make more money on the Silk Road. There's more people that use it.
So, continuing here. So, free sign-up, they say. No fees for purchases, domestic and international. Next-day delivery and eBay-style feedback system. As it turned out, they say, it was the best decision he could possibly make because the next day Charlie is high as a damn kite. So now, that big problem Charlie had in his little throwaway thing has gone away completely. Don't you what? So what are you waiting for? Try it now, they say, and then Atlantis. That's their commercial. You know, very, very kind of peppy, happy tune there in the background. And the colors are very nice, you know, like lots of blue and white. And it's just kind of this happy little video about buying drugs online.
Do you think they'll make more videos for, like, other drugs?
That's a good question. I mean, it's certainly cannabis is the least controversial.
Right. Exactly.
Jesse the junkie
looking for some heroin.
Moved to a new street block and can't find any dope.
But this is a brilliant move. I mean, they deserve credit for this. It's a smart move on their part to openly advertise. I mean, they need to get that awareness out there about their
site. I can't imagine
site.
This isn't going to get taken down pretty quickly.
Why? Why would it be more likely that they would be taken down faster because they're advertising? I mean, Silk Road had all kinds of free advertising because they were first to market, and when all these different news media found out about it, then there was a lot of reporting about Silk Road. So that's worth millions and millions of dollars right there, all the free advertising they got from the media. Why would this, putting something up on YouTube, make them more likely to be targeted for a takedown?
I don't think they're more likely than anything. I just think that some busybody is going to see that and report it, and YouTube's going to take it down.
Oh, you're just saying take the video down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant the website itself.
No, I'm saying the YouTube ad. That's not going to last long.
Yeah, like I said, I'm surprised it's actually still there. It has been up there for, let me see if I can actually find how long this thing's been around. It was uploaded about a week ago. Excuse me. No, not even a week ago. Two days ago. So this is pretty fresh. And it has 60,000 views at this point.
Wow.
I just think it's interesting. There's more here from the article at, let's see, this is TheVerge.com. And it points out here that they're pretty brazen about this. Silk Road, of course, doesn't do any kind of advertising. You have to find out word of mouth or search around online to figure out how to get to the Silk Road. But Atlantis actually has their URL right there, the Onion URL right there in their ad. It's very difficult for the police to crack down on either of the operations or users of virtual marketplaces. However, so operating in the open may be the same as operating in the shadows. Owners can station themselves anywhere in the world, taking precautions to protect their identities. Atlantis and sites like it also operate completely under the table, using virtual currencies like Bitcoin and Litecoin. And these cryptocurrencies offer ways for users to protect their identities. Atlantis and sites like it are only accessible through Tor, the distributed network that anonymizes traffic by bouncing it between nodes around the world. Does that explain somewhat what Tor is for you?
Sure, yeah.
Tor is a network of people that are running this application on their computer, and Tor essentially just sends traffic from here to
like
there and here to there.
Like it diffuses it.
Yeah, basically. I don't know the exact technical side of how it works, but apparently it works pretty well because I don't know how many millions of people have purchased drugs through the Silk Road. I'm just going to guess it's been millions of people. It's a site that's been around for years, and you can go there right now. If all you have to do is look up Silk Road Onion, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
And it'll come up with the address. You install the...
You know what I would recommend? So if you're not interested in going onto the Silk Road, they have a...
It's not illegal to browse the Silk Road.
It's not illegal to browse the Silk Road, but if that makes you uncomfortable, they have web forums, and that's kind of where I like to read the forums sometimes. It's interesting. You can learn a lot about how the operation works and kind of just see the environment, and it's weird to see drug dealers being so professional.
Well, they have to be.
I know. It's awesome. It's great. But it's interesting to read because you're just not used to that.
You read the forums. What is, like, the community on the Silk Road like? Is it, like, I think most people who, you know, are skeptical of it probably think it's a bunch of sleazeballs or something.
Well, no, because I would say that the people who use the Silk Road to purchase drugs would be a step above your average drug user because,
both,
you know,
above your average dealer and user.
Because you have to be a professional businessman to last there, and you can tell who they are very easily, and you have to be you have to have some sort of knowledge to be able to get onto the Silk Road.
Right, you have to be able to download. It's not really hard.
A street junkie is not going to be purchasing heroin off the Silk Road. I mean, getting bitcoins is kind of a pain if you're not into them.
Yeah, you're right. There are a few different hurdles that one has to get over in order to access this service. You know, you have to install the Tor browser. You have to find the address. You have to go there, register for an account. You have to have bitcoins or litecoins, know how to use them.
Probably the sellers probably like selling their drugs over the Silk. I mean, I don't really know.
They do.
But it seems like you would get better clientele because the people who are buying from the Silk Road are probably going to be, like we're saying, they know how to use Tor, for one thing. It's not like you're just selling to some stranger who you don't know anything about.
Right, and you also, whether you're selling or buying, you're not selling in some shifty place to some shifty person.
Well, then no one can roll over on you.
And there's reputation controls on there, just like on eBay.
It's true. It's pretty amazing, and now there are more than one option in the marketplace, which is only a good thing, because maybe the Silk Road will start to increase their quality as well. Like, for instance, their search really blows on the Silk Road. There's more coming up, 855, 450, free.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Julia.
We've got a special guest who is on the line. I'm glad to hear from him. I know he tried calling earlier this week. We had some technical difficulties when coming back from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's why I couldn't take the call, unfortunately. Rich Paul is with us. Hello there.
How you doing?
Hey, great to have you. It's actually fortuitous that you called because we were just talking about the Silk Road and their new competitor, Atlantis. I take it are you familiar with the Silk Road?
I'm familiar with the Silk Road. This is the first I've heard of Atlantis.
Right. So the news is that the competitor of the Silk Road, this is a brand new operation that just went up within the last few months. And this competitor is openly advertising. They've created a minute-long YouTube video that's very peppy. It's very happy. The animation, it's all animated. And the animation is very nice. It's very pretty. And it's all very attractive. And basically the gist of the animation is that, you know, Charlie, their little character, has had to move to a new city due to, you know, getting a job over there. And he doesn't know anybody as far as how he can get weed. So he goes to Atlantis and he scores the buds that he's looking for, and he gets high. And, like, you know, problem solved. And this is a very persuasive advertisement that it's interesting seeing this. You know, the black market expanding online. We already know that the Silk Road was the greatest thing to ever happen to the black market for a variety of reasons. One, it makes the transaction safer for both buyer and seller because, you know, if the buyer, for instance, gets busted with the weed or whatever drug it is, they can't trace it back to the seller because the buyer doesn't know who the seller is. So there's that level of an anonymity in there that really helps things. Plus, the competition and kind of the rating system that's there helps make sure that the products that are being offered are actually the products that they claim that they are. So you're less likely to get a bunk product through the Silk Road, through Atlantis, these online options. And, you know, there are other reasons as well. So, you know, there's to some extent a push down of price a little bit, too, as well as more quantity is available.
That honestly depends on the demand.
That's true.
Well, do you have to worry about informants or cops on the Silk Road selling drugs?
No, not. I mean, I can't imagine that they could legitimately sell you drugs.
Because how would
they? That would violate their rules.
They would have to do all these transactions in the first place in order to have like a
reputation.
Rating.
And they would also have to. They have to have proof that you've received a package. So if I give you my address, I could be giving you anybody's address. I could be saying, "All right, I'd like to order some drugs for Ian Freeman." That's
right.
Me.
If heroin all of a sudden shows up at the studio, that's not my thing.
So they would have to have proof that you actually received
the drugs.
Rich said you said they'd probably confiscate. You said they'd probably confiscate the drug, but probably not get a conviction.
Yeah. I mean, you saw at my trial how much evidence they really put into proving who sold something, and buying it is not even a criminal offense. Although, of course, suggesting it is. But even that, you have to prove that somebody is knowingly in possession. And, you know, saying that the box arrived is different from saying that the recipient knew what was in it.
So me and my friend go to buy drugs, and I'm buying her drugs for her. She's possessing them. I'm buying them. I'm not doing anything illegal by paying for her drugs.
Actually, you are, because when you buy them, you briefly possess them, and then you transfer them to someone else, which is considered a sale, even if she doesn't pay you for it.
So, Rich Paul, I mean, your thoughts on the Silk Road. Is this thing the greatest development that ever hit the black market? I mean, am I exaggerating when I say that?
I think in many ways that it is. It remains to be seen whether there are, whether there are security flaws that are going to allow people to have, to get busted through it. That's always a possibility in any computer system that there will be security flaws that nobody has thought of. But it seems like a wonderful thing, and having a second one makes a huge difference, I think, because, that introduces competition into the field.
Mm-hmm. And plus, if one of them gets taken down, then it doesn't take out the entire marketplace, even
exactly.
though, again, the Silk Road has been around for a long time.
And that's very important for the stability of Bitcoin, because Bitcoin would have been extraordinarily vulnerable if somebody had found a way to take the Silk Road out. But now that there's a second place, now that there are more places to spend Bitcoins, because Bitcoin is basically a Silk Road based, or was basically a Silk Road based currency. That was the one thing you could get for Bitcoin that you couldn't get for anything else.
That's changed. Bitcoin is available in for use in a lot of websites. WordPress now accepting Bitcoin and other major websites. BitcoinStore.com has allowed people to purchase over 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. You get them at a 0% markup. So maybe you're looking for a new laptop or some other kind of consumer electronic device. You might just find it over at BitcoinStore.com. Get it at a great deal. And it allows you to spend your Bitcoins. And, of course, it's Bitcoin, so you can put in whatever address you want. There's no identity checks or anything like that. Just go to BitcoinStore.com and you can save money and get the consumer electronics you're looking for at a 0% markup. Again, BitcoinStore.com. So, Rich Paul, always great to hear from you. Sorry you couldn't be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I know you were on the minds of a lot of folks.
Definitely.
Whenever I got a chance to talk to some people about you, I always encouraged them, hey, if you are going to be hanging out in New Hampshire for a few extra days past, Porkfest, because some people do that. They finish up the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then they'll go tour around the state, kind of meet people. We had five people today out for lunch in Keene. Five visitors had come to town, so a bunch of Liberty folks came out and kind of enjoyed some lunch with some folks. And I encouraged a number of people to come by and visit you. Did anyone actually do it yet?
I got a couple of random visits right before Porkfest.
Okay.
I haven't gotten any post Porkfest, although people may have tried. I've been working in the kitchen.
Ah, okay, that's right. They got you in the
lunch shift.
They've got you in the sentenced block, and so that's where they put you to work. How's it been going? Because I was working in the kitchen as well.
The work is all right. It's irritating that everything in the sentenced block is worse. Basically, if you work they make everything worse. The you know, there's no recreation area to speak of. There's no you know, there's they won't tell you in advance when you're working, so it's difficult to get visits.
Is it a choice to do work, or?
No, you don't get to choose. You're their slave, essentially. If you don't work, you get put in segregation, and they hit you for good time.
It really is slavery. I don't see how you could define it any other way.
Isn't that right, Rich? It's basically slavery.
Yeah, it is slavery. It doesn't violate the 13th Amendment, which does permit involuntary servitude as punishment for a criminal offense. But yeah, it is, you know, it is definitely slave labor.
Yep, and if you don't do it, they will put you in segregation, which means you don't. Then you're stuck in a cell 23 hours a day. You don't get to interact with anyone else.
That's like torture.
Yeah, it's close.
Lincoln would be rolling in his grave.
They'll put you there for a while, and then they'll move you back to B. Now, the thing that I've been curious about is they can only force sentenced inmates to work. So if there aren't very many sentenced inmates on the D and K blocks, where non-working people are held, then that would actually create a certain amount of power for the people among our block, in that if we all refused to work, there would be nobody they could force to replace us. They would have to find people who would willingly
volunteer. I'd probably volunteer. I have to admit, I'd probably volunteer to work in the kitchen just because it's a great way to kill 8 hours, in my opinion.
Well, the nice thing about being in the kitchen is you actually get enough to eat.
Yeah.
Which is something that you don't get when you're on the unsentenced block.
Really?
I mean, they've got people. Oh, yeah.
You can't ask for more food. They're just like, this is what you get.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've several times recently cut the food budget per prisoner per day, although food costs are rising. Meals are shrinking and getting lower quality, lower amounts. So there's, you know, if there was no canteen, people would be losing some serious weight in here these days.
That's interesting, because when I was in there, everybody put weight on. It's sad how the jail continues to get more restrictive over time. I mean, you and I, Rich, kind of been in and out of the place here and there over the years, and it isn't getting better. They're not improving. The new rules they're adding are making things more bureaucratic and more frustrating. Rich, I want to talk a little bit more about what's actually happening in your case. I know a lot of our listeners have been following along. Of course, you are in a jail cell for about a year, almost a year, basically, for selling cannabis. We'll come back with more. You can stick with us, right? More Moments with Rich Paul, Hour 2 is next, Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.